Dennis Law State Warrior Softball is on Flow College and BlueChipBroadcasting.com. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores, and it's the final day of Warrior Softball for the season, hosting the Cal Poly Humboldt Lumberjacks. Yesterday, doubleheader was split. First game went to the Lumberjacks, 1-0. In that victory, they secured a spot in the CCAA playoffs, and the Warriors taking game two, going into the final day, senior day. They look to get two more victories to end their season and make it a memorable one, as Malia Babasa, McKenna Beach, and Emily Bigley playing in their final games at Stanislaus State. Starting in the pitching circle for the Warriors, it is Alexis Camberos. Behind the plate is Marley Hogue. We saw her in both games yesterday, as bat is put to ball. This one tracking down the left side, hits the warning track. Throw from Emily Bigley back to the infield. Will stop Ramirez at second for the double. So a hit to left for the double puts Ramirez on second. Bringing up third baseman Garcia. Garcia shows bunt, goes down the first baseline, and drops just foul. Early 0-1 count for Garcia. Bella Garcia, a senior on the Humboldt side. Yesterday, three at-bats, no hits to show for it. Shows bunt again. Camberos just outside for a 1-1 count. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung at, popped up. Hogue trying to track it down, unfortunately hits the netting. Won't give her a chance, but goes 1-2 now. Camberos to Garcia. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Down in the dirt, Ramirez thought about taking off. Hogue gets on top of it and keeps her from advancing. Garcia, this season, averaging 26 through 135 at-bats. Counted for 13 RBIs out of the total 239 for the team. Cracks one into right field, being tracked down by Moxie Barton, who makes the catch. Throw back in, we'll keep her there at second. One out down on the flyout to right. And I'll bring up Shelby Shanks. Best batting average on the Humboldt squad at 435 this season through 154 at-bats.